This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Launching into the second hour of the program, as always, we got plenty of time for you to share your thoughts with us on whatever you want to discuss. Coming up, Melanie's going to tell us about a cop that got a chest bump from a state representative here in the state of New Hampshire.
Do you know who I am?
At a concert.
So we'll find out about that. Also, the new Amazon entry into brick and mortar retailing.
I can't say I'm necessarily surprised. This is something that I'm fairly certain Brian Sovereign predicted a couple of years ago.
All right, that's Brian Sovereign from Sovereign Tech, former co-host here on Free Talk Live. But first, Daryl, you've got a story about wind generation, which is a weird way to say it. We're not talking about making wind. We're talking about using wind to generate power. And this is a thing that a lot of governments really like to do. It's like a big green kind of project they can spend taxpayer dollars on so the politicians can pat themselves on the back.
And
act like they're saving the planet.
Yes. Story comes from Port Angeles, Washington, where three windmill-like turbines loom motionless over the city. Or actually over the city's waterfront park. The $107,516 spires stand immobile more than 2 months after they were erected and more than a year after the city council approved them. Now, just to describe these fairly quickly, they're what they call the vertical stabilizer wind turbines. So it looks like, you know, just a big pole. It doesn't have the weird, blade sort of thing that most windmills sort of look like because it's straight. So it's got these spiral pieces of metal that go around the center column. And then they're supposed to spin, vertically.
Interesting.
And that way you don't lose any of the electricity through an elbow.
All right. I'm going to have to look this one up.
Yeah, I'll send you the link, and I'll post it on the Facebook and Free Talk Live.
Is it vertical axis wind turbine?
Yeah, that's it.
It looks really funky.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah, so, it's
supposed to be more efficient?
Supposed to be more efficient.
Okay. But they're not turning.
These are not turning because they never turned them on.
What?
Once they are working to generate electricity, they will produce so little power, approximately $1.50 worth of electricity per month, according to the Peninsula Daily News, then at least one council member is regretting her decision to vote in favor of the purchase. They have not yet been activated because the city is involved in an inspection-related dispute with the manufacturer, UGE International LTD of New York City. Community and Economic Development Director Nathan West said last week, the impasse could be resolved by January after the project with a higher priority, or rather after projects with higher priority are taken care of. The turbines, according to Deputy Power System Manager Shalise Cherie, said that they are intended to power 31 lights that illuminate the park. They can generate up to 3 kilowatts an hour, but under normal conditions are expected to generate about a quarter of that.
Okay, so I'm looking at a picture of this, this Valley Creek estuary bordering the West End Park. That's the same place we're talking about here, right? Port Angeles waterfront. I see the three turbines here, and these things aren't very high up in the air at all. I mean, for a wind turbine, you expect to see those things being humongous, right?
Like they, hundreds of feet up in the
like
air,
like where the
generally.
Wind is.
Right, exactly.
Because I mean, those look about human height.
Yeah, no, well, not quite. They're a little bit taller than a human being.
They're about the height of a flagpole.
Yeah, they're not even that, I wouldn't say, because they're no higher than the lights. So you can see the lights down the path a little bit, and these are almost the exact same height as the lighting on this path. And if you've ever walked down, you know, just a path in a government park, you know, those lights aren't necessarily much higher
15.
Than the two human being heights, right?
I'd say probably about 15 feet.
Yeah, these are not high at all. I mean, the fact that one of these things cost more than $100,000.
No, the three of them.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay.
Or at least the way I'm reading it is the three of them combined for $107,516.
Well, whatever. It's still ridiculous. I mean, for basically what is nothing more than a stick of metal with a turbine on top of it. I mean, really?
Right. Yeah,
that much
you could
money?
Probably build something similar, not to the same specifications as what they have, but you could build something similar for a couple hundred dollars.
I mean, this is something
insane.
That's going to generate $18 a year. So, I mean, in order for you to recoup that cost.
They've done the numbers. They've run the numbers here in this story. It says that they'll produce about $24,000 worth of electricity over the depreciable 25-year life of the equipment. The return on investment would be over 50 years. So you are not going to make money on this.
Well, the return...
It's not going to pay for itself.
If it's making $1.50 a month...
Yeah.
Right.
Over 5,000 years to recoup that. 5,555 years.
Getting back to the article from Peninsula Daily News, who was this? The deputy power systems manager says they're expected to generate about $1.50 worth of electricity a month based on current retail Bonneville Power administrative rates. So it could go up, could go down, based on whatever the rates happen to be.
They would have been better off having like a stationary bicycle that was hooked up to a battery pack or something
yeah.
like that, and just leave the bicycle there for people who want to help the park. Hey, you want to light the park? Just hop on this bicycle and pedal for a few minutes. It's good for you. You get some exercise, and you'll help light these LED lights all over the
yeah.
park.
Would probably actually wind up getting more people just out of here. Oh,
yeah.
I can pedal on this for 10 minutes and generate, 5 minutes of light? Okay.
Actually, I think you could generate far more than five. I don't know, but,
I'm just saying, you underestimate,
yeah.
and then people
right.
will just jump on it.
Because that's worth more as scrap metal.
You mean the wind turbines?
So, yes.
City Councilwoman Sissy Brooch said last week the turbines were intended to do more than generate electricity. They were meant to educate folks about wind power.
Okay, so they were only meant to generate electricity, because that's not an additional thing.
No. See, we're educating people
but they're not.
About governments wasting money on hunks of metal that aren't doing
like,
what they're intended
to do. If they had a plaque in the park that told you about wind power, that would educate people about wind power.
They might also have a plaque.
They could have made them shorter, and then people could just come up and spin them.
Yeah,
that would have been more.
They could put them in one of those tiny fences that are like 6 inches tall, and be like, "Don't cross," and then they get spun all the time. They should just do that.
The city council lady said that she regretted joining the council's unanimous vote in 2015 to approve the purchase, saying, "These are not giving us the quantity of energy that we would use, that we would want. I did not realize that they would produce so little energy."
Well, that's interestingly phrased, because she didn't say that they're not giving us the quantity of energy that we were promised, just not the quantity of energy that we want.
Or that we would use. She says, "I would not have voted for it if it was that little. I do appreciate the educational component, but I really had hoped we were going to get a little more out of it." The turbines,
ridiculous.
Again, are supposed to illuminate the park with safety lighting for about $1.25 a month of the $1.50 per month that will be generated, putting the remaining 25 cents of power back into the grid, which the city will get paid for.
Especially with government accounting, it is literally going to cost more to keep track of that than it is for what they're going to use.
The turbines will supposedly produce about $24,145 of electricity over the depreciable 25-year lifespan of the equipment. The return on investment is over 50 years. You said about five.
Well, no, I said it would take that long to recoup the cost.
How are they getting that? That's what I want to know. Is I read the same numbers earlier. How are they getting that $24,000?
Like, I'm not saying they're going to last 5,000 years, but that's how long it would take to recoup the cost at $150 a month.
The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You got a government boondoggle you want to tell us about? This is Free Talk Live.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-4686. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-4686. That's 1-800-656-4686. 1-800-656-4686.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issues, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live, you're invited here. Dial in toll free and bring up what you want. Our number is a 55-450-FREE. We're talking about ridiculous government waste in Port Angeles, Washington, with three wind turbines that are not much taller than about 12 or 15 feet high up in the air. And so the claim is that they're not turning because they're not turned on. There's some sort of problem, I guess, between the manufacturer, installer, and the
some
the
kind of
board.
Inspection issue between the manufacturer, UGE International LTD of New York City, and the city, according to Community and Economic Development Director Nathan West.
But when they do turn them on, they're expected to generate $1.50 worth of electricity per month, which is, you know, ridiculous. Although, on the other hand, maybe we're misreading this, Daryl. It says here they'll produce so little power, $1.50's worth of electricity a month in savings. As opposed to what? Savings compared to what? Because later on, it says the turbines will produce $24,000, $24,145 of electricity over a 25-year lifespan of the equipment.
But before that sentence of $24,000, it says the turbines will illuminate the park with safety lighting for about $1.25 a month of the $1.50 that will be generated, putting the remaining 25 cents of power back into the grid, which the city will get paid for.
I don't know where that $24,000 number comes from. I mean, $1.50 a month is $450 over 25 years.
The way governments work is they reach up inside of their rectum and they pull numbers out. And one of those numbers happened to have been $24,145 because Mr. West says the wind spires were not intended to generate enough revenue to pay back the cost. When the project was underway, one of the top
that
five
is a fail.
Priorities.
If you cannot, you know, the whole idea behind, you know, alternative power generation, in my understanding, is to, pay back the cost of the investment.
Yes.
Otherwise, you're just throwing money down the hole.
Power, maybe? I mean,
right. Otherwise,
not doing.
Right. I mean, look, what about the power that it took to manufacture these things? You're not even factoring that into this.
Right.
I mean, there was a certain amount of power that the metal forging company had to use to forge those poles that these things are mounted upon. A certain amount of power was used to truck them.
Plus the blades.
Right. I mean, the gasoline that was used to truck these things to the location, the effort and the time that was spent to install them.
You mean the magical wind energy fairy doesn't just, you know, like, poof, there they are?
Yeah, no, there was a lot of time and effort that went into this, and nobody really thinks about that. Like, even if they were generating more than $1.50 a month, you know, that those numbers aren't necessarily going to be factored.
I mean, it was like, it's like if you buy a light bulb for your house. This is one of the problems they had when they criminalized incandescent light bulbs in the beginning. At the time, LED light bulbs cost like $20 a piece. So, in order, but they're like, oh, you'll save so much money. Well, yeah, if I depreciate a light bulb for, you know, 30 years, like, I used to could get a light bulb for like 70 cents, which you would have had inflation since then because it's been a while since they criminalized light bulbs, but they shouldn't cost $20. So, like, if you go and buy a $100,000 light bulb,
sure,
that should be putting out a lot of power, and it's not.
And I've had some of the LED bulbs fail, and I've had the fluorescent bulbs fail long before their expected run times that even come close
running out. Even if it did what it claims, you're fronting, I mean, the time value money, that doesn't make sense. You're fronting $20 a light bulb.
Yeah, well, they're cheaper now, but, you know, when new technology comes out, it's always expensive.
When you criminalize the competition.
Well, there was that, but the initial adopters are always going to pay more for something, and they didn't criminalize the fluorescent bulbs. They only criminalized certain wattages, I believe, of incandescence.
Well, no, they phased them out, though. They criminalized, like, you could still get the ones for refrigerators and stuff, but they criminalized incandescent light bulbs. Mm.
Only ones over, I think it's over 75
over 60
watts.
Or 70, yeah, something like that. I don't think they made them all illegal. And it's not contraband, it's just illegal to sell them, as I understand it.
Well, right, but yeah.
Illegal to produce, illegal to sell.
Yeah. But, I mean, I don't mind adopting new technology on the high end of the curve. I don't think it's a bad thing
right,
to do.
Right, but what Melanie is saying,
someone has to.
what she's opposed to and what I'm opposed to and what I think you'll agree that you're opposed
to, telling me I have to.
Right. Is the fact that, you know, the federal government said, no, this is no longer allowed.
I agree.
You know, this is allowed.
And new technology. So, like, light bulbs having a lit room, that's not really new technology. It might be a different method of using the energy. That's not really new technology from a consumer standpoint.
The technology is the LED.
Like, I'm willing to buy, like, a new electronic or something that is new and might cost a little more, but something I feel like I'll use.
Mm-hmm.
But to me, just for home use, a light bulb is a light bulb, so I don't really feel like paying $20 for it or $7. Yeah,
no,
for
I don't think it's wrong to. I think your perspective is completely legitimate. I just somebody's got to buy them in advance. Somebody has to be that sort of bleeding edge of
that.
And LED isn't exactly new tech either. I mean, it's
so
old.
Either somebody would have bought them.
Mm-hmm.
Or nobody would have bought them and they would have failed, or nobody would have bought them and they would have lowered the price to below $20 a bulb, which they ended up doing eventually anyway.
Right.
Because they knew that their competition was 70-cent incandescent light bulbs and $5 or $7 CFL light bulbs.
Compact fluorescent.
And so now their only competition at that time was the compact fluorescent bulbs that the EPA was saying, if you break one, evacuate the room. So that was their only competition at the time. So
yeah, they're supposed
that
to
allows
mercury
them to
in those things.
Yeah, that allows them to drive the price up and to force themselves to stay in the market either at all or at an artificially high price.
Yep, no doubt about it.
I mean, so if the feds came out and said it's illegal to sell Androids, you could sell iPhones for a lot more, and you'd sell a lot more iPhones.
No, these are not the Androids you're looking
for.
That
should have happened.
I agree with you. There should not have been any government meddling. But regardless, whether there was a government meddling or not, because in the initial phase of the LEDs, the incandescents had not been banned yet. So it was an open market at that time. My understanding, at least, the banning of that was fairly recent.
The LEDs have existed for a long time, but they only started to come, like, to walk into Walmart and to be more common, just walk into Walmart and have LEDs as, like, regular house light bulbs on the shelf. That was new at the time.
That was within the last, I don't know, 5 years that LED bulbs have been kind of available publicly for
right,
purchase.
Right, it's been within the last 5 years that, you know, the high wattage incandescents have
been
outlawed.
No, but what I was saying is my recollection was that in the beginning they were not outlawed and LED bulbs were available.
Well, they phased them out, and then there was the stores were selling them out or selling them off quickly.
Right. All I'm saying was whether or not they were made illegal, when something is new to the market,
right,
it tends to be more expensive.
But would it be $20? And I think that the answer to that is almost necessarily no.
I think they were more than $20 in some cases. If you ordered
them depending
online.
On what you were getting, yeah. Were you getting for, you know, household use? Were you getting for, you know, industrial use?
Toll-free number tonight, 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. You can take control of the airwaves, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind. Coming up, chest bumping a cop at a concert by state rep.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if there were no contracts, no activation fees, no tracking, tracing, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE networks. Introducing PixWireless.com. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, and unlock GSM phones instantly. Bring your own device and make the switch today. Here's how. Call or click 1-800-205-9513 or PixWireless.com. Spell P-I-X. PixWireless.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention heartburn drug users. If you or a loved one has taken Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, and suffered serious kidney damage, chronic kidney disease, or kidney failure, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Studies from the JAMA Internal Medicine indicate a significant increased risk of acute and chronic kidney disease from taking proton pump inhibitors. If you or a loved one was diagnosed with kidney failure or chronic kidney disease after taking Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk now. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Call 800-225-8944. That's 800-225-8944. Again, 800-225-8944. Call now.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Shopping in this case, LED bulbs and incandescents. What are the, you know, when did the bans come into effect? According to nationalcenter.org, they've got a piece here, National Policy Analysis, Five Myths About the Federal Incandescent Light Bulb Ban. And the number one myth is that there is no light bulb ban. Yes, there is a light bulb ban, and it started on January 1st of 2012 when 100-watt incandescents became illegal to sell in the United States. January 1st, 2013, 75-watt incandescents became illegal. January 1st, 2014, 60 and 40-watt incandescents became illegal. So they have been whittling away.
So basically, yeah, you can still get an incandescent for your refrigerator.
Right.
And maybe for a flashlight.
Yeah, well, why would you want, though? I mean, why would you want an incandescent light for a flashlight? I mean, the LED makes more sense. It's going to last longer.
Right, but if you've still got, you know, a mini mag from whatnot and that light goes out...
Don't they, you know, don't they make LEDs with the same connector on them to where you can still, you can actually screw an LED light into an old incandescent flashlight? I suspect that exists.
Probably.
But, I mean, nothing's worse than turning on a flashlight and having it basically not work at all or die out after, like, 2 minutes. So, I mean, LED is definitely a better technology as far as light is concerned. There's a handy chart that I was looking at here on the Wikipedia article about lighting, and, you know, it compares the average light bulb projected lifespan, comparing incandescent, CFL, and LED. The incandescent expected 1,200 hours, CFL 10,000 hours, LED 50,000 hours.
So what's going to wind up being the next sort of thing? And I realize that, you know, you can't see into the future. But
I saw an article about how incandescents, there was like some sort of crazy... some kind of crazy development with incandescents that would actually make them far more efficient than even LED light.
Interesting.
And I don't remember where the story was from. I can probably try to dig that up here. It was like an amazing development.
Well, and efficiency is somewhat subjective, because if I can get a couple hundred hours out of 70 cents, to me that's more efficient than dropping $20 and waiting 5 years to get the return back.
Right, but then you've got to ask the question of... that 70-cent light bulb, how much more electricity is it using than the $20 light bulb?
Well, right.
Right, but
now we're not talking about $20 anymore. We're talking about far less than that.
Well, she keeps saying $20, so I'm going to use the number she's throwing out.
Well, because that's what it was when they criminalized regular light bulbs.
Well, right now, they're much cheaper than that, and they do some, you know, they run some numbers here suggesting that the cost per bulb of LED has gone down to $2. And the total cost for 50,000 hours of operation is going to be $52 if you go with LED, as compared to $352 with an incandescent versus the mid-pack CFL, which would be $105. So, I mean, the LED is definitely far, far more efficient as far as energy used per
lumens. It might not justify the time value.
It might not justify.
It depends on how, you know, how long you're... Like, if I live by myself and I'm just at home after I get home from work, go home, take a shower, and go to bed, it's going to take me a long time to recoup.
To hit 50,000 hours.
Yeah. So, versus, you know, or if I have a store that's open 24 hours and there are people in and out all the time and it's 2,000 square feet, that makes more sense. Whether or not this is efficient for you depends entirely on your situation. It is in no way efficient to drop $20 up front for that. And we're talking $20 per light socket. So if you have, you know, two in your bedroom, one in your bathroom, and like two in your living room and one in your kitchen, I mean, we're talking hundreds of dollars.
Yeah, no doubt.
For light bulbs.
Now, I'm glad somebody's doing the math on light bulbs, because apparently in Port Angeles, when they voted on these wind turbines that they're not actually using right now, the then city councilwoman, now deputy mayor, who made the motion, says that the hearing did not include discussion on how much electricity the turbines would generate.
Which is one of only, like, two relevant factors.
She says we now have the waterfront of our dreams. Or actually, the waterfront of our future right now.
Ever since the EU restricted sales of traditional incandescent light bulbs, a story from telegraph.co.uk, homeowners have complained about the shortcomings of their energy-efficient replacements. The clinical white beam of LEDs and frustrating time delay of green lighting has left many hankering after the instant bright warm glow of traditional filament bulbs. But now scientists in the U.S. believe they've come up with a solution which could see a reprieve for incandescent bulbs.
Too bad it's illegal.
Not if they do it at a lower wattage. Researchers at MIT have shown that by surrounding the filament with a special crystal structure in the glass, they can bounce back the energy which is usually lost in heat while still allowing the light through. They refer to the technique as recycling light because the energy which would usually escape into the air is redirected back into the filament where it can create new light. It recycles the energy that would otherwise be wasted, said the MIT professor.
So, hold on. Let me see if I'm hearing this correctly. There would basically be some kind of mirror sort of thing on the bulb itself?
A kind of crystal that will reflect the energy lost in heat back into the bulb that somehow would help it be more efficient. In fact, it says here that usually traditional light bulbs are only about 5% efficient, with 95% of the energy being lost into the atmosphere as heat. In comparison, LED or fluorescent bulbs manage around 14% efficiency, but the scientists believe the new incandescent bulb that they've designed at MIT could reach efficiency levels of 40%, which would be magnitudes above the current levels of efficiency.
So then, like, a 25-watt bulb would put out the light of, say,
eight old incandescent light bulbs.
Right, so basically. 8 times 25, yeah. that would be, what, 200 watts?
Basically,
so
yeah.
you could do a 12.5-watt light bulb and have the light of a 100-watt bulb.
That's what they're saying here. It shows colors far more naturally than modern energy-efficient bulbs. Traditional incandescent bulbs had a color rendering index rating of 100 because they matched the hue of objects seen in natural daylight. However, even warm finish LED or fluorescent bulbs can only manage an index of about 80, and most are far less. Quote, this experimental device is a proof of concept at the low end of performance that could ultimately be achieved by this approach. An important feature, he says, is that our demonstrated device achieves near-ideal rendering of colors. That is precisely the reason why incandescent lights remained dominant for so long. Their warm light has remained preferable to drab fluorescent lighting for decades. So, you know, there's possible return to the incandescent bulb there.
Good.
Yeah. And there's more about it. It's a very detailed story that goes on for several more paragraphs.
Yeah, a little bit more out of Port Angeles. Councilman Lee Wetham said last week he also did not recall any discussion of electricity generated. Said at the time it made sense, but now says that if it does only generate $1.50 worth of power per month, quote, that's a boondoggle. Phil Lusk, who retired...
And he voted for it. Or was that a counselor or was it somebody else?
Counselor.
Yeah, okay.
said at the time it made sense. Of course, anything makes sense when nobody tells you your return on investment.
Right.
And they're like, it's for the children. Oh, okay. Yeah. Phil Lusk, who retired earlier this year as former deputy director of power systems, said that he recommended in 2015 that the turbines not be installed. He said he was concerned about their efficiency and structural stability. The funding for the project, he said, would better be spent on something other than installing these wind machines. My fundamental objection to these is that they are not cost efficient, and it's a waste of money.
And that was the government at Energy Dude.
Former deputy director of power systems for the government.
Yeah.
He says, I was told that the decision was made years before during the planning phase, and the city officials were not going to change their minds.
Yep, that sounds like a boondoggle.
Mayor Patrick Downey, who was deputy mayor at the time of the vote, said, some residents have grumbled about the turbines just sitting stationary. A number of people have spoken to me to say it's a shame that they aren't working.
Our toll-free number tonight, if you want to join us here, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We'll continue here. In other shopping-related news, Amazon is going to be going into the brick-and-mortar business, meaning that they're going to actually have a storefront that you can walk into, and it's going to be different than any experience that you've ever had in shopping, it sounds like, at least. Very interesting. Coming up.
Thanks for calling SomaBiotics. Are you calling for a free trial of our belly flattening breakthrough?
Actually, I already got the free trial. It totally flattened my belly.
Wow, that's great news.
But now I have a problem I never thought I'd have. My belly just keeps getting flatter. I mean, I don't want to look like a runway model, but I don't want to stop taking SomaBiotics either. Because seriously, I've never looked this good.
Well, here's one thing you can do. Only take SomaBiotics every other day. That'll keep up your results without making your belly too flat. And if you ever need to ramp up your belly flattening results again, just go back to taking it every day.
To get your free trial of SomaBiotics, call 1-800-961-5687. You're going to love how you look. And if your belly flattening results are too dramatic, simply reduce use to every other day. But hurry and call now for details while they're still giving it away for free. Call 1-800-961-5687. That's 1-800-961-5687. 1-800-961-5687.
Are you feeling embarrassed or stuck because you can't focus or concentrate? I have a confession to make. I spent years unable to think clearly, like I was in a fog. I was going through the motions, running my companies, and I hated feeling mentally sluggish. I couldn't get ahead like this. It's no secret. The powers that be want us dumbed down. Chemicals, fluoride, our brains are under siege, and we are experiencing lower IQs. But now there is a weapon to fight back and win. Introducing DNA Evolve. a revolutionary breakthrough in the category of cognitive enhancers called nootropics. I've been using DNA Evolve and couldn't feel better. For me, it works. It feels great to get things done again and get ahead. Try a free sample for yourself at DNAEvolveSample.com. That's DNAEvolveSample.com. Supplies are limited, so go to DNAEvolveSample.com right now.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can dial toll free tonight. Bring up anything you want. Our number, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And, by the way, if anybody is in Orlando, Florida, and knows what happened to Julian Heichlin today, if anything, I'd like to know, any activists out there in the Orlando area. Julian Heichlin, for newer listeners of the show, he's somebody who is kind of a hero. I mean, he's like the most recognizable personality when it comes to jury nullification outreach. He has been arrested multiple times at various different federal courthouses for handing out jury flyers. Now, ultimately, most of the time, there's no charges that stick. They just arrest him, and then they turn him loose, and they don't actually charge him with anything, although there have been a couple of courthouses, including the one in Orange County, Florida, where he supposedly went to today. The judge there had arrested him and actually put him in jail for a number of months. And then after that, he ended up seeking asylum in another country, I think in the Middle East somewhere. And then for some reason, he decided to come back here. And
headline, man 84 threatens jurors and deputies at Orange County Courthouse, according to investigators, posted 3 hours ago on WFTV9.
Thanks for pulling it up. Let's get to the story here in a moment. But I also want to let you know about the MyPillow, which is the pillow that I use, the pillow that Daryl uses. It is a fantastic pillow, and it might even be the best one you've ever used. In fact, if it's not, well, you can send it back, and they'll send you your money back. Go to MyPillow.com. Use code FTL. You get your MyPillow at half price. Get a second pillow for free. So two for the price of one or one and a half price. It's up to you. Use code FTL to get that deal over at MyPillow.com. It's designed to fit to the shape of your body to hold your neck in the proper position. And unlike regular pillows, you can wash MyPillow. You can actually put it in your washer and your dryer. So unlike your typical pillow, which you can't do that with, which they just collect dust and dirt for their entire lives. MyPillow is totally different, and it's built to last, guaranteed for 10 years with a warranty. So again, within the first 60 days, if for whatever reason you decide this isn't the best pillow you've ever used, you can send it back to them, and you'll get your money back. So go to MyPillow.com and use code FTL to get the special offer. That's MyPillow.com with code FTL. Story from, we'll get to the news piece,
yep.
But I wanted to let you know what clued me in the first place. I subscribe to... Julian Heichlin, he's like an 81-year-old gentleman.
84.
84 now. I'm sorry, I missed that detail. But he's been doing this for years. I mean, he's been the most prominent, in my opinion, elderly activist in the liberty space for a long time. And I wish we had more people with the level of courage that this guy has. He'll go out all by himself. He'll go to the most dangerous kind of courthouses loaded with federal goons. And he'll hand out these jury nullification flyers to let people know of their right to nullify verdicts, to essentially vote their conscience in a jury case. That's what jury nullification is. It's your right as a juror to vote how you feel about the law, not whether or not it was broken. But if you think the law itself is bad, you can vote not guilty. It's a long-held power and right of the jury, and government courts for generations have been trying to preclude jurors from finding out about it. They don't want you to talk about it in the courtroom. They don't want you to, you know, hand out flyers. They frequently threaten Julian. And so he puts out an email update frequently called Tyranny Fighters. And he says, Orlando Courthouse, this was sent to me 11 days ago. I plan to be at the Orange County Courthouse in Orlando, Florida, distributing fully informed juries information from 10:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. unless arrested earlier on Monday through Wednesday, December 5th through the 8th. He says 1916, but I think he means 2016.
Yes.
All of you are invited and urged to join me. Bring your guns. I have requested protection from the Florida Militia, the Department of Homeland Security, and the Governor of Florida. None of them responded to my requests. Copies of the letters to the Department of Homeland Security and Governor were sent to the clerk of the Orange County Court and to you in my previous reports. He says, I have not received replies. He says, however, I have received a letter from Frederick Loughton, the chief judge of the Ninth Judicial Circuit of Georgia. I'm going to skip through that here. And then he gets to the real kind of meat of the subject here. He says, December 5th, 2016 will be a critical day in the history of the United States. I will appear at the Orange County Courthouse at 425 North Orange Avenue, Orlando, Florida, and distribute nullification by jury flyers on the public sidewalk leading from the parking lot to the courthouse. I'm asking all tyranny fighters and anyone else to join me armed with loaded guns to shoot any courthouse employee or officer of the court, i.e. guards, Orlando police, state police, sheriffs, or lawyers, that approach within 15 feet of me. One of four things can happen.
Oh,
hold on a second, Melanie. I'm sorry about that. Try that again.
He invited people to do what?
To shoot any government or any courthouse employee or officer of the court that approaches within 15 feet of him.
That's something you would like.
Yeah, this is
okay,
like right
well,
up your alley.
Okay, well, first of all, no, it's not. That's a pretty big bubble.
Well, you're the resident cop killer advocate here.
Well, he said any judge or attorney.
That's right, anyone from the courthouse.
If a civil insurance attorney walks within 15 feet of him to shoot them, no, that's not okay.
So you would say it would be okay, though, if it was an armed police officer? You would have been with him?
Or the deputy?
I don't want to say I would have been with him because he invited people to do it, but...
So you wouldn't have gone out to back him up?
Well, no, because it's a suicide mission. But it's not immoral. Well, what he's doing is, because he's saying shoot all the attorneys... And like, that's not cool.
Here's what he says.
Not all attorneys are prosecutors.
One of four things can happen. One, neither the court personnel, the tyranny fighters, nor the press will appear. That will be the smoothest but dullest situation. Two, the court officers only will appear and arrest me. Three, the tyranny fighters only will appear and protect me. Four, both the court officers and the tyranny fighters will appear. The gun battle for the return of a free country with a democratic republic will occur. So what actually happened, at least according to a news media source?
According to WFTV9, it sounds like option two. 84-year-old man is accused of harassing jurors at the Orange County Courthouse, according to deputies. Julian Heichlin is also accused of making online threats on Facebook. So apparently this email that you got, he also posted on Facebook. The threats involve shooting deputies at the courthouse, according to investigators. Channel 9's Jeff Dill found out Heichlin said he planned to be at the courthouse on Monday and asked Facebook followers to shoot deputies who came within 15 feet.
They were ready for him.
Well, yeah, the news article is being really easy on him based on, because he said all court personnel. So, I mean, I'm not really cool with shooting, like, the guy who keeps land records. There's a lot of people who work in a courthouse.
Well, this is a federal courthouse.
Cops.
Federal? No, this is Orange County.
Oh, okay.
Orange County Courthouse.
Okay. He's normally outside of the feds.
Right. This is the same courthouse where the judge, Belvin Perry, I believe was his name, had Julian arrested years ago.
Back in 2011, correct. He was arrested for trespassing at the courthouse.
How are you supposed to identify them as court employees anyway if all they do is walk?
Sometimes they have badges.
In the general vicinity of
sometimes they have badges.
I mean, sometimes they do, but...
Apparently, Belvin Perry is now the legal analyst for WFTV.
Oh, God.
He says the sheriff's office, without going into detail, has plans in place to deal with situations like this.
Mm-hmm.
Perry, a former judge at the Orange County Courthouse, was subject to threats when he was in office. He said he knows that the sheriff's office takes these threats seriously.
This man's a tyrant.
When Heichlin showed up at the courthouse on Monday, he was arrested. Perry said, it was very disturbing. We've seen across this nation there have been random acts of unprovoked violence against law enforcement officers. Heichlin is being held without bond.
Well, that's an oxymoron, but, I mean, threatening to kill, like, clerks of court and dudes who keep land records is not only...
He wanted to start the revolution. And look, nobody came to back him up.
He's not the only person that's ever said, I'm going to start the revolution.
Okay, but you don't start the revolution by shooting the land records guy.
Well, he was just...
Some people say you do.
Well, some people say lots of things, but they're wrong.
So anyway, this is another example of how it is that, first of all, Heichlin didn't shoot anybody. He was asking other people to do his...
No, he just called in a hit.
He was asking other people to do his dirty work for him, and not a single soul showed up for his big revolution that he wanted to happen.
Kind of what I expected.
Right, and this is totally what I expected as
well. No one showed up to do a high-risk, no-payout hit? I kind of expect that.
Guess what? If you're going to attack the government, it's high-risk every single time, which is why that all these tough talkers who are talking about killing police, for the most part, do nothing because, you know, they don't want to lose their own life. They don't want to go to jail. They'd rather just talk tough.
Even talking about killing police. He said any court employee. That is, there are plenty of non-aggressive, depending on what goes on in the
I get what you're saying. But the
employee.
Fact is, this was a chance for the big tough talkers to come out and make a stand for, freedom, but they didn't do it.
How many people do you know that say they're going to kill police, though?
Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And you can share your thoughts with us here. This is Free Talk Live. And by the way, I don't think you should. You've said it yourself. We need a healthcare system that focuses on health, not sickness. Health insurance pays for treating sickness but gives you nothing for being healthy. There is a free market healthcare company that gives you freedom from health insurance. They give you a proactive health assessment daily, no charge, 24-hour access to doctors. Check them out right now at healthexcellenceselect.com. Any kind of doctor, traditional, integrative, chiropractic, acupuncture, and massage. You'll love the service and price. Healthexcellenceselect.com. Healthexcellenceselect.com.
If you had one day to teach someone economics, what would you say? We would say that innovation and prosperity requires economic freedom. Visit fee.org/courses and check out Economics in One Day, a crash course in free market economics that you can present to your community. For over 70 years, the Foundation for Economic Education has been a champion of liberty. Start today at no charge by visiting fee.org/courses and learn why economic freedom matters.
Attention citizens, this man has received national attention for accurately predicting every major financial trend, including the market crash of 2008. His name is Harry Dent, and in his newly released book, he is making even bigger and bolder predictions that have the potential to devastate the world economy and your personal wealth. You can get a free copy of Harry Dent's bestseller, The Sale of a Lifetime, containing never-before-published information by simply visiting www.saleofalifetime.com/freebook. Again, that's saleofalifetime.com/freebook.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.